For our recording, please come to rest on your back. That is, bring your back to the floor. And we can make distinctions about what's what we mean by your back. There's certainly your back, meaning the whole of the back of the torso, the trunk. Sometimes we mean the back means the lower back, the lumbar part of the back with the forward curvature. And sometimes for us, bringing the back to the floor really means the all of the back surface of the body which contacts the floor, or the back of the back surface of the person, all the way from the back of the heels to the back of the head, back of the shoulders. How do the arms fit into that notion of backness? Or the part of you, the surface that's to the back. You may have your hands oriented in different ways. Notice or note how they're oriented as you rest on your back. And what about the curves of the back, the spine, which could include to the neck, the position of the head. And as you turn your attention to the limbs, two legs, the two arms, what's happening at the big joints where those limbs meet the trunk? That's kind of a general question. It could be how the shoulder blades rest on the floor behind. It may be something about how they're arrayed along the front. And similarly for the hip joints, what's your sense of the front of the thighs, the low part of the belly, the pelvis at the front with your legs long on the floor like this? And pay some attention, give some attention to your breathing and the limbs, such as they are here on the back, resting on the floor. The theme in this series of lessons has been that really the breathing remains soft, independent of the movements of balance, of coordination, of holding and moving in different ways. So find that here. In particular, that you don't do anything with your breathing that has any intentional movement in it at all. You just discover the breathing as it as the inhalation and exhalations come and go without interference. All right, find your way to standing, roll to one side and come up to stand. Feldenkrais says here, stand with the feet spread comfortably, easily. So not too wide, you know, under the shoulders somewhere. And reach over the top of the head with the right hand, as if to take the left temple with the fingers, just gently rest the head up there, the elbows off to the right, and begin to tip to the right so that you gradually come more onto the right leg and you lighten the left leg. You come back and forth to standing and do this very delicately and note Which direction does the hip joint, the right hip joint, go as the head goes to the right? And you come more onto that right leg. If the left leg starts to lift from the floor, in fact, move enough so that you just have the toe of the big toe of the left foot on the floor. So you tip enough so that you can really lighten the left leg. And you try out getting over there so that you could just be really balancing very clearly on the right leg, finding the hip joint, finding the foot, and mostly in the back part of the foot, so you're not gripping with the right toes at all. That holds throughout the lesson, that you really use the main part and back part of the foot. So you come in and out of this, tipping off to the right, and just touching with the toe, big toe of the left foot. So you're far enough to the right, so you're really on that right leg. And then you come in and out of it. And I paused in standing for just a moment. Standing on the 2 feet. And note, even right here at the beginning of the lesson, as you begin to move onto one leg in a particular kind of balancing, did you hold your breath? Is there any place where you shortened or gripped in the shoulders or somewhere? Or could the chest remain soft, easy as you came onto the right leg? And then come back to that, reach over the top of the head with the right hand and take the elbow and the whole trunk to the right. Maybe the hip joint, the right hip joint goes a little to the left to counterbalance that. And with the left leg soft and long, just balance touching the left big toe on the floor, just barely. So the left leg has no weight. You're completely on the right leg. And pause there for a moment and explore moving that right hip joint a little forward, a little back. See what's it like to be on the right leg fully, and then move that hip joint forward and back a little bit, so that the balance improves as you go. And then try right and left, somewhere in the middle. Try right and left. Which direction does the hip joint go as the head goes a little more to the left? Which direction does the head go as the hip joint moves right and left? And keeping the right toes free, so you're not gripping with the foot at all. The leg is long. Then come and go from that a little bit. You can pause and see what it's like to balance here with the right hand over the head, clearly on the right leg, taking that hip joint a little forward, a little back. And then pause in the middle and see what it's like. Is it possible to balance clearly enough at this point early in the lesson that you could actually gently go a little farther so that the left toe lifts from the floor? And really gently. Feldenkrais says here, it's important that it organizes such that there will be a clear internal security, that really you feel okay coming over that leg. And it can be a delicate action despite the size of that hip joint, the big bones of the leg, etc. There's no strain in the leg, none in the hands, none in the lips, none in the eyes, none in the tongue. All right, and then leave that at rest and standing for a moment. Okay, we'll take this up again. Leave the arms alongside and now tip to the right so you come more clearly onto the right leg. But without the hand over the head, you can leave it down or you can try it over the head as you wish. Come over the right leg very clearly, and then look up toward the ceiling here. So a little challenge to the balance. So the whole spine moves, the belly comes forward, The low back comes forward, the chin moves away from your chest, you look to the ceiling, and you can come in and out of that as you balance delicately on the right leg. What happens in that hip joint there? What support can you find? The breathing's easy. You look for any extra work anywhere where you feel like you might have to grip. And that left leg is long, just the big toes touching. And if you lean back enough, maybe you feel that the stomach is supporting you, the belly has got a little work there. And if you can get to that point, move a little more so you can just let the left toe lift away from the floor. Tipping to the right to do so. All right, and then come out of that. And come back to that once more. You stand just the arms alongside, come over the right leg, so maybe the right hip goes a little to the left actually as you tip off to the right. Take the head back, looking up, back of the head goes back, the belly comes forward, and try out here, it's kind of like you wave the trunk from the hip joint, take the head a little to the right and left over that high point of the right hip joint. So left toe is just there for balance. And maybe you find there's a little movement in the hip joint as you take the head right and left with the head back. See what that's like. All right, and then leave that, pause in standing or walk around for a moment. We'll try on the other leg. When and if you're ready to come back to it, come back to standing with the feet comfortably under the hips or thighs. Reach over the top of the head with the left hand, and as if to, you know, just touching the temple or the above the ear with the fingers of the left hand, and the left elbow's out to the left side. Begin to tip off to your left so that you come fully onto the long left leg with the toes of the left leg free, so you're not leaning onto the front of the foot. You don't use the foot so much for balance in this lesson. Come in and out of that until you begin to find that the right leg, long and soft, can just begins to lift from the floor. The breathing is free. Find any extra work in the neck, the face, one hip or the other, one rib. And then you can work through these things here once you're off to the left and clearly on the left leg. Explore moving that hip joint, the left top, very top of the left leg, a little forward, a little back, as you balance on it with the right toe just touching. And then you try side to side with that top of the hip joint, the high point of it. What happens is you sort of wave the left leg under the rest of yourself. Tipped off in this position. And you could then try, you can come in and out of it, of course, but then you could try making a little circle with that hip joint, as if to make a, if you were looking down from the top, it would make like you're making a circle with the hip joint over the heel of the left leg, while balanced clearly on that leg, breathing freely, softening the chest, taking out any extra work. And pause for just a moment and when you're ready to come back to it, reach over the top of the head with the left hand and come over the left leg again. And then here, balanced on the left leg with the right toe just touching, look overhead, take the head back, extend the whole front of the trunk, the belly comes forward. What happens in the hip joint there? How does it move through space? And then once you've balanced there, try taking the head, top of the head, the whole spine, a little to the right and left. What's that like? How well can you balance on that leg? Feldenkrais says here, this means the movement needs to be in the hip joint, the standing leg hip joint. Find the place that you feel, oi, this is standing. And then see, after you've come in and out of a little bit, if you can, with the head back, tipped off to the left, so the right toe is just balancing, if you can just pause there and balance in this position. Where do you move a little bit for adjustment? What's this like? And see, what are these movements that you do? Do you grip a little? Do you fling a limb a little bit to keep your balance? Or as we progress, can you settle those things down and make it about how the trunk is organized and how the hip is organized? And then leave that and come to the floor to rest. Bring the whole back to the floor and rest. What's it like to rest on your back? Got a position here that's, in terms of your configuration, very much like standing. Position of the limbs relative to the trunk and the head relative to the trunk, but you rest on your back. The draw of gravity is behind now. What's your sense of the two legs? The length of them, the location of the hip joint, the heel, the top of the head. All right, find your way to standing once again. Know which side you roll to, if you roll to a side. Start standing on the 2 feet. Without necessarily using the hand on the head, just begin to tip the trunk, the top of the head, off to the right so you come onto that right leg. And the left toe eventually is just touching the floor by way of balance. The weight is mostly in the back part of the right foot. And of course you can come in and out of that a little bit and then find that spot where you're clearly over the right leg and take the head back so the belly comes forward. You look toward the ceiling, the chin moves away from the chest. And pausing there, take the right hip through space a little forward, a little back. First, see what that's like. Which direction does the head go as the hip goes forward? And as the hip goes back, which direction does the head go? You see what that's like to balance in a little movement here, locating the high point of the right hip joint, and then try taking that hip joint side to side. And note perhaps that as the hip joint goes to the left, the head goes to the right. As the hip joint goes to the right, the head goes to the left a little. And then try out turning that hip joint in a circle around the heel, so to speak. Of course, the leg is long and the heel is mostly on the floor. The toes of the right foot are free, but you make a little circle around, as if circling around the heel. And then change directions with that. Feldenkrais says here, pay attention to which of the partial movements is not as good as the others, which direction is not as good, in which place do you feel the breathing being held, in which place do you feel work. Organize such until it will be floating, easy, simple, and pleasurable to do. Of course, you come in and out of it a little bit and see what that's like. And then when you're ready to leave it, come to rest again on the back. What do you note having stood mainly on the right leg in these recent movements? You notice a difference in right and left. All right, and once you have had, now that you have paused and had a moment to reflect or note differences, come to standing again and we'll find what the, how similar it is to do movements like this on the left leg. So if I'm standing, first pausing on both feet, noting the, maybe note the position of the heels and the position of the hip joints. And you can do what you, leave the arms free, just hanging. Begin to tip the whole trunk at the hip joint off to the left. So you come onto the left leg and in and out of that very delicately. And once you feel like you can find where to balance on that left leg so that you're just touching the toes of the right foot and the right leg too is soft, begin to take the right hip joint a little forward, a little back. See what that's like. What happens to the belly as the hip joint comes forward? What happens to the low back as the hip joint goes back? And there'll be a little softness in the whole trunk, so the bending and extending can occur to, as you go forward and back while balanced. And try taking the head back now and continuing going a little forward and back here over that high point of the left hip joint. And leaving the head back, now try left and right. What's it like here to have the throat open, the belly forward, the head back, whole trunk extended as you go forward and back, left and right with the left hip joint. And try making a little circle in one direction. And when you would like, change the other direction. As Feldenkrais says, go over the place that you feel isn't completely satisfying and isn't similar to the movements that you feel are good and simple. So spend a little time on it. Maybe that's the forward and back. Maybe that's the right and left, that you note how, with the trunk long and extended like this, which direction does the head go as the hip goes one way? Whether that's forward and back, left and right, circling. All right, and then leave that and rest as you like. see what it's like when you're just pausing, you're not doing anything in particular. There are results from movements frequently in terms of our sensation or sense of what's going on. What are those like when you pause? All right, when you're ready to continue, come to stand and continue sort of variations here and organizing the trunk and standing and finding the high point of the hip joint. Bring yourself off to the right a little so you're clearly on the right foot and leg. And this time, you know, let the left toe come forward a little bit as you bend forward. So the head comes forward this time, the chin gets closer to the chest, the back rounds, maybe the arms hang forward a little bit. This is that other action of the forward-back movement of the trunk. So you stay balanced on the right hip, just touching. Maybe the left foot comes forward a little as you bend forward, but really let the back go back, rounding back, and note what happens in the hip joint there. And at some point, with that over the right leg, with the left toe just touching, bent, really rounded forward, try out these movements over the left hip joint. A little forward, a little back, maybe moving in a little arc between forward and back, and then taking that hip joint side to side. Think about the leg as the long bones of the leg supporting you here, not gripping with the toes of the standing foot, but keeping the weight mostly in the main part of the foot toward the heel, and try circling. One direction and the other, following that notion that, you know, is there something somewhere that you hold that isn't helping, doesn't assist in the movement? Is your breathing free? Is one way of circling easier or clearer than the other? You can spend a little time in the part of the circle that's less clear. And make sure that the low back is really back so that the whole trunk curves. And of course, you come and go from it. And then pause and take a little rest in standing or walking around as you wish. Once I'd like to walk just a little bit, having directed your attention and moved in these particular ways. All right, and come back to a spot, your spot. And just try out this sequence, but on the left leg. So keeping the weight clearly out of the toes of the left leg, tip off to the left so that you find how the hip joint swings into position. And then once you're balancing there, see about bending all along the front so the chin comes to the chest, the low back goes back, you really round. Maybe the free foot comes forward a little to counterbalance. It's possible. You don't need to hold anything still. The right toe is just there for balance. That leg is soft too. And once you've really rounded forward, try taking the left hip joint forward and back. What do you do in the trunk if you just make that easy as possible? as balanced as possible. And you try taking that hip joint a little right and left. The low back is really rounded back. And then try a circle, of course, which is a sort of combination of going right and left, forward and back. And you try each direction, and keeping the breathing free, the whole trunk soft, doing nothing intentional with the neck, the chest, the breathing, just allowing everything to adjust in service of clearly standing on that left leg. How's this different from the other side? Do you do work differently that you could give up? And when you've explored that to your satisfaction, come to your back and rest. Once I'd like to pause here. What's your sense of the length of the limbs and the big joints where the limbs meet the rest of you, the trunk, the top of the rib cage at the top, the pelvis at the bottom of the trunk? What's your sense of the hip joints in whatever position you've chosen? All right, and return to standing and stand for a moment on both legs. See if it's possible to stand in a way where the toes are free. You're not depending on the toes, gripping with the toes, leaning forward onto the toes, but you're taking weight in the main part of the foot back toward the heels. And tip off to the right so that you find the right hip joint. Maybe again noting that as the head goes to the right, the hip joint goes a little to the left in counterbalance. And stay over there and think this through for a second. Keeping everything soft, come a little onto the forefoot and lift the right heel kind of quickly and set it off to the right a little bit. So you pivot on the forefoot and reset down the right heel a little to the right and see what that's like for your balance. And then follow that by coming more onto the heel and taking the front part of the right foot to the right. So you've moved to the right. It might be a little hop, but take care. This is that moment. Don't hold the breath. Don't grip. See what you do with the limbs. And then work your way to the right a little bit. So you're balanced on the right leg, the head's off to the right. Can you make these little movements? What do you turn elsewhere to make this easy, simple, so that you kind of creep the foot to the right? First the heel, then the toes, then the heel, then the toes, and you're just balancing with touching the left toe on the floor, not supporting yourself in that leg. What's that like? And then it doesn't look like it's happening so much here, but maybe you have to adjust your position in the room, but try crossing the arms on the chest so the hands are near the shoulders. So you take the arms out of the equation. You can't wave them around. And tip off to the right, come onto the right leg, and try that little bit of walking. You first a little more onto the forefoot so you can move the heel to the right, and then a little more onto the heel so you can move the toes to the right, and you kind of walk off to your right. By alternating, how do you turn the leg? How do you turn the hip? How do you leave the breathing out of it? And then try it with the hands crossed behind the back. So you, now maybe the trunk's extended a little bit. Try that same thing. You tip off to the right, come clearly onto the high point of the right hip joint. The left toe is just touching. What do you need to do to pivot the foot, the leg, so that you work your way in these little kind of hops or adjustments off to the right in this way? Leaving the breath free. Don't make any sudden movements. The movements can be soft in the foot. And then pause and standing for a moment. It may be even that that toe that you're using on the long, about the leg that's not on the floor, where you're just touching the left toe, it might even come off the floor. And Feldenkrais says, you know, if you want to lift that toe, so you're really fully only on the right leg, lift it only when you feel that you can, when you can do without it. To correct takes time and patience. Pay attention. This is the most important thing. Do not try to overcome, but rather learn how to correct. So come once again onto the right leg and just touching the left toe. And now try taking the head back here as we did before. You can do what you want with your arms, but don't wave them around. And now try this little bit of first the heel moves to the right and then the toes, the ball of the foot, then the heel. If you make a little alternation, how can you get there so that you... And if you need to go a little more slowly, maybe it's that the hips come a little forward and back as you shift. Maybe the hips turn a little bit. What's it like here with the front of the trunk long, the belly supporting the trunk? And pause and standing for just a moment here and try out this, the simple movement from the beginning of the lesson here on the right before we rest. You just take the right hand over the head and tip off to the right. So the right hip joint swings under a little bit to the left and the left toe becomes free. Just see what that's like to go in and out of that as we did at the beginning of the lesson. The left leg just hangs, the head goes off to the right, the hip joint swings under. What's that like now compared to the beginning? And then come to rest on your back. Are there differences that you sense from between the right and left? The hip joint, the area of the buttock or the front of the right hip, how the leg rests on the floor, what you notice in the sides of the neck or the rib cage. What's the breathing like? If you don't do anything in particular with it. There are these fundamental biological processes that, such that we breathe. What's that like when you don't have to do anything in particular with it? Just bring your attention to it. Or, of course, you simply rest. All right, make your way to standing and we'll try out this sequence on the other leg. Well, you stand first on the two legs and then begin to tip off to the left so that the left hip joint swings into place and the right toes of that soft long right leg just begin to barely touch. As you're balanced clearly on the left leg, your breathing is free, and then once you can balance there or are in position there, of course with little adjustments always, begin to come a little more onto the forefoot, shift the heel to the left, and then you swing the whole leg into whatever position you need to be able to then take weight into the heel and move the ball of the foot to the left. And then shift again so that you can take the left heel to the left, and you alternate, bent off to the left, walking your way to the left. So, and see, one side may very well be more challenging or where you suddenly lose your balance. And just make it softer, smaller, keep the breathing free, look for how you can do less. And then try out crossing the hands in front of the chest as you continue to walk this way to the left, alternating shifting the heel and then the ball of the foot. And after you've tried the front, cross the arms behind a little bit. You know, both of these do a little something to the position of the chest. Alternating, how do you turn the left, standing left leg? How do you turn the pelvis over it? What do you do with the whole of the back as you kind of walk the foot to the left? And then add in that you take the head back here with the arms behind and you look toward the ceiling. The belly comes forward, the top of the head goes back, the chin lifts, and the belly supports you as you hang back. Maybe that left hip has come forward a little in counterbalance, the right toe moves where it needs to, and try out walking a little to your left, you know, pivoting on the foot. First the heel moves, then the ball of the foot, then the heel. Maybe a little pattern of moving is easier than doing it gradually. And just try it out for yourself. Learn how to sort it. There's nothing to overcome here. Just learn how to do it. Right, and then just come back to standing on the two feet, and as we did before, try out this lesson from movement from early in the lesson. You take the left hand over the head and tip the whole trunk with the top of the head and the left elbow going to the left, so you come onto that left hip joint, which swings into place so that just the right toe is barely touching. You come in and out of that a little and just see what this is like now, having tried all these various variations. Has it changed since the beginning of the lesson? Really let the left hip move to the right as the head moves to the left, and vice versa. All right, and then come to rest on the back for a moment, some moments. What's it like to pause here? In whatever way you note. Right. Note which direction you roll and make your way to stand. Now try this out. This is place the right hand behind the head and bending the trunk so that the low back goes back. Lift the right leg so you can take a hold below the left kneecap with your left hand. So now you're on the right leg and you check out your breathing and you're holding the, you've lifted the left knee up and toward the head and bend the whole trunk so that the while you're on the right leg, you're holding the left leg and you have the arm behind the right arm behind the head, and the knee and elbow come a little together and apart. And just Feldenkrais says immediately, stand like this until you decide to go down. In other words, what's your balance like here? When you're standing on the right leg, holding the left leg in front of you with the left hand and bending the head forward. And then you come in and out of that. So holding below the left knee with the left hand. What's it like to fold? It's a position, a movement we have often done in the back, but now it's standing over the left leg. So you're holding the left knee with the left hand and taking the top of the head toward the knee and the, then away. Do very easy movements so as not to fall. And when you fall, just let it go and return to it. It's no big deal to lose your balance. See what it's like on this side, and try out the other leg. What's it like to stand on the left leg? Lift the right, holding below the kneecap and the top of the shin with your right hand, taking the left hand behind the head, and as you stand on the left leg, bending the whole trunk to take the head forward and the knee toward the nose. The top of the head, in and out, so that you bend the trunk now forward and bending forward as you balance on the leg. Leaving your breathing free, allowing the whole trunk to adjust. And you see, some movements are more challenging than others. And then pausing, standing here. Reach over the top of your head with your left hand so the fingertips come to the right temple. And see if it's possible to lift the right leg forward and hold below the knee again so the shin is in the top of the shin is in the right hand. And tip off to the left and see what you need to do with while holding that right leg there. Where does the foot go? And is it possible to do that in a way where you moderate the grip on the leg so it's soft? And as you tip onto that leg, the left leg, the right one can swing out to the left. Maybe there's a little pivot in the right hip joint so that the foot is free too, the right foot. You come in and out of that a little bit. See what you can do to modify this a little, make it softer, make it smaller so that you balance on the left leg, the head goes to the left, and the knee that you're holding, maybe that thigh can turn so that the right heel goes a little to the side or even a little back. Might be a little bit of a puzzler, but just sort it out. You tip off over the standing leg and let the right leg go out to the right a little. counterbalancing. And you come back to the middle. Keeping all the things in mind that you've felt, experienced, tried with less complex ways of standing. And then try it on the other side. Just readjust everything and see what it's like to try this with the right hand over the head, fingertips by the left temple, lifting the left knee and leg, letting the background, and then as you tip to the right, coming more clearly onto the right hip, let the left leg go off to the left. Take care with the grip on the leg. Let the foot swing out to the side and a little, maybe even a little back. And then, though it may seem challenging, perhaps try out this little walking of the standing leg off to the side while you stand in this position, tipped off to the right. And can you pivot? What happens? So you pivot that leg that you're holding. Pivot on that standing leg hip, you let the trunk move so that you can walk that foot on that foot off to the side. And see if this is more challenging, take care that you make it into something that you can do a little bit. Maybe you let go of the leg, maybe you make it smaller. Find out what it's like here so the movement is not sudden. Kind of a little bit of a hop onto the heel, onto the foot. And you try each side and just see what it's like. Take care at this point in the lesson that you don't give up the organization of the trunk, the uninterfered with breathing. Those are the things, really. And when you've tried it out, we'll just pause in standing for a moment, and we have a couple final simpler movements here at the end of the lesson. Let's pause in standing and see what it's like to be in standing over the two hip joints, so the trunk, the whole trunk, and the top half of yourself resting on the two hip joints, on the two legs. And then however you like, bending forward, bending back, keeping the arms long, crossing them, tip off to the right to come onto the right leg, and just the left soft leg is, toe is touching, balancing there, and just move around a little bit as you wish, keeping the softness, keeping the balance clear over that leg. Maybe you move the head forward and back, maybe you move the arms a little bit freely, can bend to the side, you can, but keeping the softness, the clarity in the trunk, the ease of the breathing, a sense of security that you are balanced comfortably. And then try that on the other leg, moving off to the left, taking the trunk to the left, and moving freely as you stand with the everything else balanced on the high point of that left hip joint. Pay attention to what place you feel. I'll fall here in that point. Soften the arms, the shoulders, the breath, the neck, the jaw, the standing hip joint, the toes of the foot. And you can try the other side again if you like, just keeping that softness, that sense that you do stand and balance. That's the thing here at the end of the lesson. Moving freely while balanced on the one leg or the other. Breathing freely. All right. You can leave that and please rest as you wish. We'll call it a lesson. You can rest in standing or lying. We'll take a little break. If you're going to come back in a couple minutes. Thank you, everyone.